I used to shudder and ask for her forgiveness in my prayers that I deserted her Baptist church. But I was much happier over there. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And how about your grandfather's names for them?
My grandfather was a Lutheran. Mm-hmm. And my father attended church, but he was never a serious church. It was kind of one of those things you do because you're supposed to do it. He never was.
Yeah, a lot of Swedes are Lutheran. That's interesting. Yeah. But did you have a name for your grandfather? Like you called your grandmother Bima?
Yeah, I did. I called him Granddaddy. And he died early. I didn't have a long-standing relation with him. Mm-hmm. And when the family moved out here, he stayed back in Central Texas. And mm-hmm. I never did see much of him except go down and visit him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of my uncles, my father's brother was in the petroleum business, and his father was a farmer down in the Houston area, and then he moved up to the Austin area, and they took his home. His name was Gustav Palm. Mm-hmm. And they took his home and moved it intact into Zilfer Park in San Antonio. And it exists there today because it was one of those original log cabins.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine how a family lived there. It was so small, and it was just shelter more than anything else. But they moved it into the park, and it is still there as a curiosity for people to go through and look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had an older sister. Margaret was about 5 years older than I am, and William was 3 years older than I am, and then I had a younger brother 2 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're all gone. I'm the last.
Oh my goodness. Hmm. Wow. When parents bring up their children, you can say that they bring them up or they also...
Raise them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the past tense of that?
Raised?
Uh-huh.
And we were raised in El Paso.
Uh-huh. And, let's see. If you resemble your father, how do you say that?
Looked like.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman wanted to have a baby and she didn't go to a hospital, a woman would help her. Maybe this woman wasn't trained medically. What would she be called?
Well, there's a word for it.